producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program. I'm the good day guy, the good day go-to guy. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer's the good day go-to gal. And Richie is the good day go-to. What can you use for it? I'm the guy. Never know. It's got to be all G's. You got to be. I'm the good day guy. She's the good day gal.
I hate to say this. Somebody's going to have to be grandpa.
Well, I guess I would be that because Richie sure is.
Yeah, because you are.
Good
cute
day,
little mile.
Grandpa. Yes, he is a cutie pie. I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Cute, 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 cute. So, those of you who are planning a winter vacation, perhaps there is some food for thought in here, courtesy of a survey done by Expedia. Expedia is one of the big travel brands. Do you use Expedia, Jennifer?
Sure, I do, all the time.
Richie, you use Expedia?
I just switched to it. I used to use Orbitz, but then after I realized that they don't get as good of pricing and their fines, I switched over to Expedia.
So this study done by Expedia, 10,000 travelers from a bunch of different countries. The study finds travelers consider their mobile device their single most indispensable item when they go traveling. They rate it higher than their toothbrush, deodorant, or driver's license. My God, where are we going?
They shouldn't, but I totally get it because I feel naked without my phone. It's not like you can't buy a toothbrush somewhere, but you don't really go out and buy a new cell phone.
The report found users continue, 60% of users are unwilling to go on vacation without their smartphone.
It's an
important travel companion, said the respondents. The story is at DougSteffen.com. Report found users continue to use their devices even when they're on vacation. More than half the respondents say that they would feel lost without it, no matter where they are, where they're going, business, pleasure, travel, home. Good God. Study also focused on offensive smartphone behavior, Richie. 58% of those surveyed find playing music, playing games, playing videos without using a headphone when you're in public is offensive. I will add amen and agree to that. What did you start to say?
When we go to Colombia, where my wife is from, obviously I cannot make or receive phone calls without...
You could if you put one of those SIM cards.
As if I change the SIM card in it, which I don't want to do.
Are you impressed that I know that, Richie?
It was very good, Doug.
Can you do that with iPhones, though? I don't...
You can.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, you can change these devices.
So, but with Wi-Fi and apps like WhatsApp, or you don't need cell service. You can still make Wi-Fi VoIP calls and still do everything that you needed to do. So you're still connected for the most part.
Remember
for
how expensive it used to be when you would go overseas to make a phone call?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like you just need internet connection. You're good to go.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Jen, the latest, all of the nominations have come out for the Oscars. That'll be the last week of February. I thought maybe it might be useful so that we can comment on. So let's just go through the list, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I want to say something about what I feel regarding the nominations, whether the pictures or the actors or whatever. And Richie, certainly you, Jen, with your comments, people can comment as well by going to facebook.com/good day. Send us a tweet at Twitter. At Good Day. So what do we have that's is there some surprise in this list or is it all
pretty much
expected?
You know, I'm happy for Sylvester Stallone because he got an Academy Award nomination. I think this has got to be his first for a supporting actor role in Creed. But let's start at the top. Best Picture nominees: The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight.
All right, so of that group, there are three, perhaps four, that I think are good pictures. Spotlight, the Bridge movie, Martian, and what was the Spotlight? Did I say that twice?
You did.
Okay. So there was one, Big Short.
I think The Revenant will probably win in this category.
Horrible movie.
Well, it's not, actually.
Yes,
it's horrible because it's violent.
It's grisly.
So you think
it's horrible.
Great
that
movie, but very violent.
Yeah, The Lesson is great. It's nice because there's victory there. But
I was talking with my friend last night, who's, 40-ish girl.
Really?
And I said, and her husband is in the Directors Guild, so they've seen every movie and then some that have gotten nominated so far. I said, what's your favorite? And she said, she's like, I've really loved them all this year. She said, The Revenant. I said, really, it's not too much. It's not too crazy. Do you think I can handle it? And she goes, she said, it is so stunningly beautiful that when you watch the movie, you kind of forget that you're watching all that violence because the landscape, the way they shoot it, is just stunning.
I can't get by that stuff. I'm not that good.
You go. So that was from my friend Jamie.
That group, you've only seen one of those movies?
I've only seen The Martian so far. I have all the screeners for all of these except for Mad Max. But
you've only seen one of those, Reggie?
Hey, I have kids. We go see kids' movies, Star Wars.
Three jobs and a demanding schedule.
This Brooklyn movie I want to go see, and I also want to see Benghazi for the obvious reason.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And I'd also like to see The Big Short.
Yeah,
I have. I started watching that and I fell asleep, so I've got to finish that this
weekend. And The Bridge of Spies. I'd like
And even the Concussion's up for a few awards, I think. That's a movie you might
Well, let's
see
keep going. Should we see? All right, yeah. So those are the best pictures. Yep. So actor in a leading role, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, Michael Fassbender, and Eddie Redmayne. I think Eddie Redmayne will be the shoe in here. Maybe, maybe not. It might be Leonardo DiCaprio's year for The Revenant, but if not, it's Eddie Redmayne
all
the way.
The only one in that list that I wouldn't vote for would be Redmayne for that role anyway. I think he's quite a good actor.
The role is creepy, but he transformed himself into a woman for the Danish Girl. I mean, just in a really crazy way.
Always that transvestite, mentally challenged role that gets people the Oscar nods.
Right.
I think you're a little old.
You can have it.
Oh my God! Back away! The transvestite, mentally challenged role.
It is. Look at Tom Hanks.
He transitioned. This is the Caitlyn Jenner story. Okay. All right. Actress in a leading role.
Why does that make it? So what? It's a Caitlyn.
Right.
So why do I have to embrace that? I don't care.
You don't have to do anything you don't want. I just said some people might think Rich.
What you just said.
Well, now I'm a racist and a sexist.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's a hint there of criticism because of what Rich said about what
Obama
he feels.
I'm a racist, right, Jen?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I don't. Right. No, don't go quite that stiff.
No, but he said mental illness transvestite. I'm saying, look, I'm not throwing stones. I'm just saying that the PC police would be all over you.
Sean Penn and Tom Hanks never got looked at for an Oscar until they played a mentally disabled person.
Well, and all these movies that get nominated always have to have a message. Like, they never pick the best movie of the year as Star Wars, because even though that is the most crowd-pleasing movie of the year.
No, it's got the strongest message. It's about the Force, for God's sakes. It's about everything that works and ticks and how we all live and survive and where we come from. That's the deepest movie that's there by far. They just are too moronic and stupid to get it. They don't get it. They
always have to be something messagey, something political.
That's a message.
And you have to, it always undergoes some transformation. So when you lose 30 pounds for a role, all of a sudden,
that's why I say The Martian wins, because it doesn't. It doesn't have some deep message.
It
will
never win, but I love it. I think it was
great
a great movie. All right, actress in a leading role went to Kate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, which is surprising because I don't think Joy was that good, but she gets awards for everything.
Movie.
She's
slow to start with, but it was a good story as we got through the movie.
She's the It woman, Charlotte Rampling, and then Saoirse Ronan. I'm not sure.
All right, so Charlotte Rampling is up for a movie called 45. Which I have not seen, but I saw it's in the art houses. I want to go see it. She's quite, for those of you who remember, her first big role was playing opposite Paul Newman in a movie about a lawyer from Boston. And the title of it begins with a V, but I can't remember what the title was. But she is aged, not necessarily gracefully. And I say that, I said that Meredith and I were talking about that, and she said, well, you wouldn't say that about a man. And she's probably right, I wouldn't have. But I understand Tom Courtney is in this movie. This is about a woman and a man who are married and have been married for 45 years when the first love of the husband comes back into the scene, and what Charlotte Rampling's character does to cope with it. And it looks like quite a good, provocative, thoughtful movie that, as I say, isn't going to get very far because it's in the outhouses. The outhouses.
Might as well be.
That's in the outhouse movie theaters. Okay. After that one, I'll pause for a moment here.
Well, hold on before you do that.
What?
Star Wars was nominated. Five movies.
Five categories.
Sure, special
all
effects.
Tech stuff, yeah. Film editing, sound editing, sound mixing, visual effects.
Well, we'll do music, directing, and supporting actors. How about that next?
All right, stand by. It's 17 past. This is Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're two for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, croissant sandwich! Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you've calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, so you get actors in a supporting role.
Okay. Christian Bale, Tom Hardy, Mark Ruffalo, Mark Rylance, and Sylvester Stallone.
Who's Mark Rylance?
I have no idea.
I don't know him either. The others are good. Ruffalo's becoming quite a good actor,
I think. Great actor, yeah.
Sylvester probably gets it, but wasn't...
Christian Bale was awesome, though, in The Big Short, from what
absolutely
I hear, so,
good.
You know.
Yeah, right. And so where is what's his face from Spotlight? Why is he nominated as Best Actor?
Who are you speaking about?
I'm speaking about Batman.
Oh, Christian Bale?
No. He was the other Batman.
Michael Keaton. Oh, you're talking about Michael Keaton.
Keaton and Bale were in the same movie together a couple of years ago, that Birdman thing.
No Michael Keaton. He's out of here.
Oh, no, it's Edward Norton. All right, 21 after.
Water. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So I love when you call unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I will care for you, you, you.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So these are some of the songs from the Academy Award winning movies. What do we have for music that's been nominated, Jen Jen? We're going to Academy Award nominations here.
From 50 Shades of Grey.
Right, this is the big... this was a huge hit, actually. All right,
the song was? Or, the movie wasn't, but the song was?
The song, yeah. Music original score nominees. These are the ones, the original songs for Bridge of Spies, Carol, The Hateful Eight, Cicero, and Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I would think there Star Wars might have a chance, don't you think?
Yeah,
it's won before.
Yeah.
For music. But wasn't there some other... the movie from the James Bond, isn't that Sam Smith Spade, whatever his name is?
He's good. Whatever it is, that song won at the Golden Globes.
Do you know what is the most politically incorrect thing I could say at the moment about him?
What's that?
I'm hesitating because I don't want to be politically incorrect. I just was amused by his sort of romp up to the stage.
Is that
insensitive?
Kind of. The song that you're talking about is Writing on the Wall. That
great
was from
song.
The movie Spectre.
Super mm-hmm. song.
That was nominated also for an Oscar. Music original song nominees include that one also earned it. Rich just played it from 50 Shades of Grey. Manta Ray, Racing Extinction.
That's what this is.
What is this from? This is from what?
This is from Racing Extinction.
What's that? What's the movie? The movie's called Extinction?
Racing Extinction.
I never heard of it. What movie? Have you ever heard of that movie?
No.
Richie, ever heard of that movie? What's
hashtag
it about?
But it got
no.
nominated for an Oscar for the score.
Yeah, but what's it about, even?
Don't know. Here's another
this
one
must
I never
be
heard of.
Simple song number 3 from the movie Youth. The Youth.
Youth.
Youths.
Yeah. All right, so what's this? Is that what you're playing now?
Mm-hmm.
I hope this is a sad movie, because this is sure a sad song.
Oh, this has got to be a giveaway to either Spectre or 50 Shades of Grey. Okay. Next up.
What is this?
This is simple song number 3.
Really?
All right, up then rounding out the category, Till It Happens to You, The Hunting Ground. Is the movie that
I don't have
song?
Those.
All right, well, there you go.
Good Lord.
All right, should we do supporting actress?
Yes, please.
Let me flip back over there.
Get some old.
I mean, really?
Who won? What music won last year? What was the Oscar-winning soundtrack last year? I'd like to know if it was some movie.
Spectre won at the Golden Globes. I'd expect the same thing.
Yeah. Well. Although I think that Ennio Morricone, or whatever his name is, I think if you can keep Quentin Tarantino away from the microphone, the guy may have a chance just because of his age.
Quentin Tarantino, man.
He's 86 years old and has done some of the most spectacular Western themes. He started with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly 40 years ago.
Wow.
And scores from them, most of them have been all Westerns, but... Yeah, I think the score is great. I've listened to it. I don't know about the movie. Anyway, what else?
All right, best supporting actresses. We haven't done that yet. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Rooney Mara, Rachel McAdams, Alicia Vikander, and Kate Winslet for the Steve Jobs
Rooney
movie.
Mara, she's a little weird, isn't
she's
she?
A little, she's a lot weird. She was in that movie, Carol, about the
wasn't she in the movie with James Bond, but it wasn't a James Bond movie?
Yeah, it was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She
was quite good in that. I think I thought she was quite good in it. But, yeah, a little bit on the strange side. But
animated features, Annalisa, Boy in the World, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep, and When Marnie Was There. I think Inside Out's got that nailed.
What's Inside Out?
Probably the most mass appeal cartoon of the year.
Oh, see, I don't see those. So
yeah, it was a fun movie.
Probably should start going to them.
You'd
like all of the animated movies.
Would I?
Love them. Oh, yeah.
Don't see the Good Dinosaur, though. You will cry through the whole stinking thing.
Really?
Yeah.
It is the saddest thing ever. It's tragic.
Really?
You think the Revenant stuff?
Right up your alley.
If you think the Revenant stuff, don't go see the Good Dinosaur.
Why, does he get eaten?
No, it's just
bad
sad
dinosaur?
And tragic and home.
I don't like that. Bring a child. Why would you create a movie?
They're all like that, though.
Animated movie.
Every Disney movie is based on a parent dying.
Really?
Every single one.
Oh, that's horrible.
Think about it. Snow White. Yeah. The Little Mermaid.
Fantasia.
Beauty. Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. and all those. No.
No.
Yeah, but they're always sad.
I'm sure that I'm going to end up being the one who takes Miles to the movies. But he's not going until he's old enough to know what's going on. We're not bringing him to any
12, 13.
Yeah.
And not a day sooner.
At 10 years old. Well, they're agreeing with me about not putting in front of a television screen or a computer screen. They both agree with me on that. And I just to underscore it, for those of you who have not heard me go off on one of my toots, how bad it is to put your young child under 3 in front of a screen with all of those moving parts, because it makes a mess.
Unless it's a Tarantino flick, and then they'll be perfect.
That'd be perfect. Yeah,
no
be
problem.
Yeah. All right, so there's some of the action as far as the coming attractions for the Oscars later on in February. Half past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Remember that movie, Peter Sellers? Was it, am I dating myself? Nah, I mean,
you know, I date myself all the time, and
really?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Very nice,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Look up Google Being and see what you get about it. I think you would like if you could go rent the movie or you
your
can.
Your entry is too old. Weird. I didn't know that.
Not a smart aleck you are. Jennifer Horn. Good day program. Richie's the smart aleck. Richie is the smart aleck.
No.
Really? All right. So here, speaking of smart alecks, there is a photo fight. You know how they have food fights in cafeterias? This is a photo fight of a pregnant teenager. Anderson Bonilla, editor-in-chief of the yearbook at a high school that's right down the road from where you are, Richie. Matter of fact, a lot of Virginia stories this week.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is Mount Vernon High School.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so he decided he wanted to show student life as it really was. So he said, I'm the editor. I'm not going to present a glossy, idealized version of high school life. I'm going to bring the gritty, down-to-earth realities. And we have pregnant girls in our high school. So we're going to have, there's a lot of immigrant students there, classmates learning English, having an awkward time. There's a page that gives tips on how to tell students how to help youngsters going through grieving after losing a parent or a friend, something like that. Two pages dedicated to showing the lives of teenage mothers. And at that point, the principal of the school said, enough! No! You can't do that. So the editor says, we want to show the real world. He made the theme of the book, Where We Really Live, reporting something worth knowing. That takes a lot of starch for a kid in high school, right? Don't you think it does?
Yeah, totally.
So then what got down to the nitty-gritty was this photo of a pregnant teen girl, actually a couple of them, one of them bearing her stomach. And that's where the principal drew the line. The fights go on. The student leaders and students in general, they apparently did a survey of the students there, want to show what the real life is like. In our reality, there are young girls who are pregnant. I remember a pregnant girl when I was in high school, and they did everything they could. The principal of school was to keep her out of school, and they couldn't. And they shouldn't, in my opinion anyway. But the principal says she will not allow the photos of this young 15-year-old mother, Hannah Talbert. She's a junior at the high school, can't be in the yearbook. So the principal, when interviewed, the news media has been trying to get her, she wouldn't talk to them directly, but she said in a statement that this problem has raised concerns about photos and what students are telling the rest of the world about them, and maybe because they're underage, they ought to get permission from their parents to run them, that kind of stuff. But this looks like a smokescreen to me. So where do we come down on this? Allow the picture of a pregnant teenager in the yearbook or not? Yes or no?
Well, I'd have to know about the rules, I think, surrounding
what
it.
Rules?
Because, well, you know, I can speak from my own experience in my high school. I went to a Catholic high school.
Yeah.
And
oh, man, can you imagine that? Ooh.
Well, I can't imagine that because it happened.
It did?
And in my class, a girl got pregnant and was asked to leave the school. And they told her she could come back after she had the baby, but that she could not be at school pregnant. And she went out and lawyered up with our buddy Gloria Allred, mm-hmm. and took on the Archdiocese in Los Angeles to fight the decision by my high school, Alamany High School. And she lost because in the rules, it clearly states that this was not something that was allowed in the school system. It was put out. It was, you know, imprinted. It wasn't a new decision that they had just made. And so even with Gloria Allred on her side, she lost that. She never ended up coming back to our school. She went somewhere else. But we had another girl get pregnant who did have her baby and then come back. So
yeah. Pictures of these girls and
the thing here,
their pregnancy?
Is there spotlighting it like it's something special instead of it just being
part of life?
Part of life.
Yeah.
Okay, here's this person.
Well, I don't think there's spotlighting it, Richard. I think that's the way the principal took it, but I don't
When you put a picture of her belly on the... You wouldn't do that for anybody else. They're doing it because she's pregnant and they want to spotlight it.
I wouldn't do it for you.
I just can't stand when people try to make something like... Just be there. Just you're part of the community.
Have her picture with her clothes on and not with her bare belly hanging.
Why make a big deal out of something? You're just there.
Well,
you're,
because it's a student protest. It's healthy. I don't see that. I mean, I might not like it if it was my daughter.
I don't like people. I don't know. Maybe
I like people who
protest. I'm white bread. Okay.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like people coming up to me and going, look, look, look.
Yeah.
See?
Forcing your attention.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't care. Forcing him to read it. You don't have to read it. You want to look at it? Don't look at it.
I don't care. You just. Everybody's here. We're all together, right?
Yeah.
Why do you need me? Why do you need to be in my face with it?
You don't need to look at it if you don't want to. It's like
if it's in the yearbook, television. I do need to look at it.
No, you don't. Just flip the page. Oh, look at that.
No, I just won't buy the yearbook, and then you're out $17.
There you go. That's fine. You're in a free country.
Expensive.
Free country, you get to do what you want to do. I have no problem with this, actually. As long as it's not my daughter.
See? Look at you.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, see?
What if it is?
You're a hypocrite.
Everybody wants to be special, Doug. Everybody who's a little bit different is going to want to be special.
They're going to
want to be on the cover of the yearbook.
Of an A student at Mofuski's Junior High School.
That's right.
Put that sticker on your car, and you'll learn to love it. Love, love, love it. All right.
Everybody needs to have attention.
Yes, we need. Not enough good attention.
Walk on down the street, dude. Just walk on by.
All right. How many of you have children who are sick? I have a grandson who has a cold. Coughing? Do you give him cough syrup? Not at that age.
No.
I don't take cough syrup anyway. But there's a problem with a couple of different types of cough syrup, Richie, being recalled after some of the, what happened was the cups that are on the top of them are contaminated somehow.
And oh, sure. Nobody washes those things after they use it once or twice.
Well, no. It's not that they were... When you buy them at the drugstore, they were contaminated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's see here.
We don't use them anyway. We have these little syringes where you pull out the measured dose, stick the syringe in the kid's mouth, and then wash the syringe when you're done.
Ah, okay. So let's see. The major store selling this brand, it's Perrigo, P-R-R-R-I-G-O, Children's Grape Liquid, is sold at CVS, at Rite Aid, Kroger, Dollar General, Sunmark, Good Sense, Care One, Tobacco. So these are all, I'm getting out of this is the store brands, because you have the regular brand, which is, what's the most powerful or the highest selling?
I mean, the Tylenol. What's the one with the D?
Advil.
Yeah, okay. So these are store-labeled products that are the same thing. They sell them cheaper, that's all.
Isn't it funny that the cold medicine has become the most popular aspirin, like headache remover brands? They've all come up with their own cold medicine.
A lot of people use them to go to sleep.
They play on their brand strength, I guess, and they just invent. It's interesting. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Why are you sorry?
Back to you in the studio.
Why are you sorry?
Because that just popped into my head. I'm like, the first brands that came into my head for cold medicine are headache brands.
All right, so I listened to somebody talk about this yesterday, and I went through the roof. I was yelling at the radio when he said, just throw them away. No, you bring them back to the store and get your money back. You don't throw them away. You put them out of reach so nobody can get at them or put them in a bag or something. Huh. But you don't throw them away. You bring them back to the store.
I've seen one here where the cups are being recalled, the same cups you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because they have incorrect markings, and you could give your kid the wrong dose and accidentally
overdose.
Oh, so you
overdo it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 milligrams instead of 5 or something like that. Yeah, there's that problem. There's two different problems, but I think you're right. They're all, and they're basically the same product. It's just whether you're using the it's not day one. What's the other? NyQuil. That's what I was looking for. NyQuil and DayQuil.
Yeah,
those are two.
You wouldn't give that to a kid though. That's
no.
It's got alcohol in it. So.
But I think some of these. I remember when I was a kid. Frankly, my mother gave me. I was never sick, but I was. I got up pretty early in the morning most of the time. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. And my mother, on the weekends, would give me this stuff so I wouldn't get up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I just remembered that.
That's horrible.
Well, I used to get up at 4 o'clock, get on my bike, and ride up to the farm on Saturday and Sunday morning. She didn't want me to do that.
Yeah, but you can't drug your kid. I mean, that's pretty bad.
There's probably a lot of people out there that do that.
That's what I'm thinking, too, Izzy. Yeah. It better not be you.
Johnny, have a little of this Jack Daniels.
Well, Megan and I were talking about that the other day. Tony used to have a beer before she nursed Megan, so that Megan would go right to sleep, because the beer goes right into your system.
Oh, really? Because I'd heard beer actually helps you. Dark beer makes you produce more milk, so I know a lot of moms that do that.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Well, that's what they're telling you they're doing, because I don't want to seem like they're child abusers, but they're really drinking the beer so the kids go to sleep. That's how that works, Jennifer. You'll get used to that when you have your 13 children coming up soon.
Yeah, going to totally have all 13 of them. Yep.
Hi, 40. Calm down. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say cross sandwich.
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
47, past the hour, Jennifer Horn, Richard
Stephan,
Doug Stephan, Doug Stephan's good day. So we're in the sort of recall department here. There is a report of oranges that are, you know how Del Monte and some of these other companies do grapefruit and oranges in a glass jar, the old Bell jar sort of routine, and they're quite popular. I buy the grapefruit all the time because I find it quite good. A lot of them have been recalled. Certain packages of orange stories at DougStephan.com being recalled because there's broken glass in the oranges.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And then there's this Cadbury cream egg. This is a real scandal. Did you see this?
They changed the recipe, right? Which caused sales to go down.
Right.
You know, I have to tell you, I noticed this because Cadbury eggs used to be my very favorite candy.
Oh, yummy.
Time.
Yeah.
And I think I bought one this year, and I hadn't had one in a long time. And I think I tried it, and I was like, ooh, did something change, or did I just lose my taste for it?
No, they changed
the recipe. It was drier and crumbly or something.
Yeah.
It's weird.
The cream egg fans are furious because the recipe was changed from dairy milk to powdered milk.
Oh, see, it was crumbly.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
There's outrage in the streets, Rich.
Right.
Just go with this. You don't have
bigger problems?
No, this is the biggest problem there is today.
That's what they're outraged about?
This is an outrage.
Yeah. They're cutting off heads in the Middle East. Maybe you should...
Nah, this is very important. All right, so the other thing that we've been following here all week is the situation in Michigan. The governor, Rick Snyder, has now activated the National Guard to get clean water to Flint. People are now dying. 100,000 people have a problem dealing with this water situation. Flint, as you remember, left the Detroit water system to save money. The city started taking the water from the Flint River, which is polluted like you wouldn't believe. The water looks horrible, smells worse. You know, children getting sick, blood tests showing they have outrageous levels of lead in their systems. Lead can affect brain development, cause a lot of behavior problems. So the state got involved. Now the feds are involved. And one wonders, as I've asked every time I've gone through this, how stupid can you be? How do these people, do they put their clothes on and tie their shoes? How do they do that? How do you put stinking rotten water into the water supply and think you're going to get away with it? Oy. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
A service that comes courtesy of the Frommer's Travel Guide and the folks at Frommer's.com, Twitter at Frommer's, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S. Pauline Frommer is here with, I guess I wanted to first focus on this announcement this week that WOW, an airline that's headquartered in England, I think, aren't they? Or no,
actually in Iceland.
Iceland, right. So yeah. Iceland Air, in a sense, is going to sell seats to Europe from California for $99. How long does that last?
Well, I think you got to be pretty darn lucky to get one of those seats, but they do exist. I've heard of people who have gotten them.
Really?
They put aside 10% of the seats on some of their off-season flights. This is because they have new service from L.A. and from San Francisco to Iceland, and from Iceland they fly all over Europe.
Yep,
you can go to Paris, you can go to London, etc. So it could be a good deal if you can get one of those flights. So don't delay, because there's a limited number of them, and they're kind of at ugly times to fly to Europe. They're in November, they're in October of next year. They're not right away. They're not over the summer, but they do exist. So wow. Yep.
We have a story at DougSteffen.com about this. What are they using? This, I'm going to get into the weeds with you for a minute. What are they using for airplanes? I'm looking at a picture. It looks like it's an A321, which would be not a comfortable ride. The 757s that most of Iceland Air has 757s, and I think they're a very good intermediate airplane, frankly. But you get into, there's now a couple of airlines that are running 737s to Hawaii, even using a 737 to do coast-to-coast transcontinental, which is what yeah. Americans doing. Those are, they're not the plane for that.
Well, I think they would say it's about the destination, not the journey.
I know they would say that, but for me, part of the fun is riding there. Don't you find that when you take a vacation or a trip for work or whatever it is, don't you want to look forward to the trip itself? That is how you get there before you get there?
I think I've given up on that a long time ago. Shucks. Maybe because I'm short. I fly economy. I want to save money so I have stuff to spend when I'm in the destination. Yeah. And you are going to save money, but you're right. It's not going to be a comfortable flight. They're not going to feed you anything. They're going to pay. You're going to have to pay if you want to get food.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay extra for your luggage. Every single thing will be nickeled and dimed.
Yeah.
But you're going to be spending hundreds less than you normally would to get to Europe.
Yeah. See, that's the difference between maybe me, and I don't think I'm spoiled. I just travel a lot. I don't want to sit in the back. I don't want to sit. I want to take there. I want to be okay when I get there. And if you sit in the middle of the 25th row on a 757 or even a 767 flying from the East Coast to Europe, you'll have lost a day by the time you get there to recuperate from that trip. So that's kind of the way I look at it anyway.
Yeah, I'll be in the middle seat today. I'm flying New York to San Diego because I'm appearing at the San Diego Travel and Adventure Show. And I never plan ahead, so I got the seats at the last minute. So middle
seat
for me.
The lady in my life, she never plans ahead either. And either you end up in the middle seat or you pay through the nose take the trip. I'm surprised at you. I would have thought with all of the work that you do and all as fabulously well-known as you are, that people would be smart enough to take care of you, although you probably want to write on, what the conditions
are. To take care of myself so I can write about it, and I consider my travel mistakes to be made so I can warn people not to do what I just did.
All right, then I'll bite on that. What's the most recent thing that you wrote at Fromers.com about the happenings of one of your trips?
Well, I think we discussed this a little last week, but I once made the mistake of asking a concierge at a hotel where I should go eat, and he sent me to the worst place ever. It was totally empty. It was clear that he had gotten a kickback for sending me there.
Yeah, right.
It was going to be my last night in country. I really wanted a special meal. I got the exact opposite.
So are people afraid of terrorism when they get on? There are a lot of people who are talking off of some of the blogs and travel sites about cruising and not wanting to go on a cruise because they're afraid some crazy nut's going to throw a bomb on the ship.
It's not that they're going to throw a bomb on the ship, but it is interesting. I mean, this week, Istanbul, a very popular tourist destination in the heart of the tourist area, was bombed. Last week, Disney pulled out of Istanbul even before the bombing. So there are some security issues we have to think about.
Check out all of the issues and all the information. Pauline's father, Arthur, started Fromers Online. It's Fromers Travel Guides and Fromers.com. Thank you. Happy traveling. Happy traveling.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.